This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. One senator behind a new bill to protect children who survive abortion attempts says the bill is an attempt to find consensus built on common sense, compassion, and science, and the simple fact that babies deserve a chance at life. Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse ignores the irony that the U.S. House is not expected to give the bill even a hearing. The story of abortionist Kermit Gosnell has become the number one selling drama DVD even weeks before its release. Orders may be strong for the film in part because even as Gosnell was a hit at the box office, many operators cut the movie from their theaters. Meanwhile, Facebook has censored ads for the new Roe v. Wade movie. That film is largely in the can, but is still in a GoFundMe fundraiser to cover promotional and editing costs. This is Life News Radio. Isn't life an awesome gift? Married couples have the power, the right, the calling to co-create an eternal life with God that will last forever. God has also designed us so that we can plan, can order our families effectively, naturally, and without the artificial means of chemicals or barriers. Register for classes in NFP, Natural Family Planning, near you, online at ccli.org or call 800-745-8252, 800-745-8252. Nominee for Attorney General Bill Barr is making no friends among abortion-friendly senators in confirmation hearings. His refusal to commit the Justice Department to defending Roe v. Wade exposes several weaknesses in that Supreme Court decision. And another federal judge has struck down a White House rule offering the Little Sisters of the Poor conscience protection. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.